Hi, this is David Lowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the November-December 2019 issue of ScienceScope, a magazine for middle school science teachers published by the National Science Teachers Association. And I was reading the Disequilibrium column, and it included an article written by Cole Entris, and the article is entitled The Phases of the Moon. He wrote, "Next to the sun, the moon is the most luminous object in the sky. It is visible on most clear nights and often during the day as well. Most students know that the moon has phases, but rarely understand why these phases occur. Middle-level students most commonly suggest that the phases of the moon are caused by the Earth's shadow, though sometimes the shadows of other planets, clouds, and even the sun are thought to cause the phases of the moon. In fact, the moon is illuminated by the sun in much the same way as the Earth. That is, one side of it is continuously in the path of the sun's rays. However, as the moon orbits the Earth, observers standing on the Earth's surface can see more or less of the moon's illuminated surface, giving the appearance of phases." So that this month's Disequilibrium column explored how to help students refine their mental models about the phases of the moon. An important component of the NGSS standard MS.ESS1-1, using a kinesthetic demonstration that challenges the notion that the Earth's shadow causes the moon's phases. The apparent phases of the moon do not show a change in how much of the moon is lit. The overall light received by the moon throughout its orbit is nearly constant, unless there's an eclipse. As observers on Earth, we see the phases of the moon because more or less of the side facing us, the near side, is illuminated. Only the unilluminated side of the moon is visible to students during the new moon. But half of the moon is still illuminated. This is not caused, as many students think, by the Earth's shadow, which can clearly be seen to be cast away from the moon. The activities in the article, a 5E model, give students repeated opportunities to engage with models illustrating various facets of the Sun-Moon-Earth system, which address the content, science practices, and cross-cutting concepts associated with the performance expectations. Working with causal models of this sort can contribute to effective science teaching and may allow your students to reason much more clearly about light and shadow in the solar system. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.